And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning to you, wherever you're joining us around the country. Welcome to your Sunday. It's bright and early, isn't it? It's Ed Phillips here with the House of Wellness, here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. And joining me to help you do so is fitness goddess Michelle Bridges this morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
You are sprightly. I'm the one that's had all the coffee, but you're just naturally happy and bouncy.
It just all comes from good nutrition and exercise and a positive mindset.
A little bit of coffee just doesn't hurt. Also, our pharmacist fabuloso, medical herbalist Gerald Quigley with us too. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Michelle.
Good
I'm
morning.
With you, Michelle, but I've had coffee as well.
Mm-hmm. Double you know, barrel. I would have had one, but I just didn't have time. I was too busy running around getting the kids fed and getting organized to get here on time. So
you just radiate energy, which is always so inspiring.
I do like a coffee. I do. I will appreciate one in the morning.
Mm. Now, I don't know with your healthy lifestyle whether you get struck down by migraines ever. I used to get them at least one big one a month, I reckon, Gerald, and that's going to be a topic for discussion today. They're so common through the population, aren't they?
They certainly are, Ed. 15 to 20% of men and 25 to 30% of women. And often the symptoms start in childhood, but we dismiss them as things like colic or abdominal pain or vomiting or dizziness, but it usually, not usually, but often can be traced back to a migraine. So we will have a chat about some options that we can use, some preventative things we can put into place.
And in some people they go a handful of hours, but for others, like a couple of days, the symptoms, and they're knocked out, just need to lie still in a dark room and not see any lights. I mean, they're brutal.
I can't even imagine it. I've never had one, ever.
Oh, so lucky. Goodness. So lucky. Now, Gerald, there are some options available for both prevention and treatment. I can't wait to delve into those a little bit more deeply with you later in the show. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's experienced them or would love some relief, keep listening. Perhaps why not dial up and get straight through to our pharmacist. 131-873, as always, is our number. Love to hear from you. Anything to do that you think Gerald might be able to help you with, some pains, some aches, some conditions that you think just you need some relief from, we're happy to take your calls. 131-873. And as always, all our callers today go in the draw for that $100 gift voucher as well from Chemist Warehouse. Now, busy show today, guys. First up, going to be joined by Australian beauty legend Stephanie Darling. She's travelled the world looking at various skin products, beauty products as well. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. We're holding this copy of her beautiful new book, Secrets of a Beauty
secrets
Queen.
Secrets of a Beauty Queen. I love it. I want secrets. Give me some secrets, Stephanie.
In fact, she's sort of thrown herself in as a bit of a lab rat, hasn't she, over the years, trialling what's hot and what's not in the world of beauty. And she'll have some tips for all of us. Yes, even us, Gerald.
Well, I can't wait. Thank you, Stephanie.
She'll be joining us in just a second. Then later on, Katie Underwood, former member of the all-girl group Bardo, will be joining us. Now, you've had a look into this kind of therapy, Gerald. She's got something new to sing about. She's turned her talents to sound healing. I have no idea what that is.
And I know you're a little bit facetious about this sort of stuff here, but sound is very important for mental health and very important for reducing stress. This will be fascinating to talk to Katie because she's just finding that clinics and things she's running are making a real difference to people. So that'll be really good to
but
talk to her.
What are they doing? Are they banging drums together in
no,
a room?
No,
What is it? What's sound healing?
Well, it might be chanting. It may be singing. It might be just listening to music. There's all sorts of things. And in fact, in some countries in Northern Europe, they use sound wave therapy to reduce inflammation.
Is that
so? Well, I know as soon as the music goes on in my house, everyone starts bopping. Axel, yeah. All the other kids, everyone's smiling and bopping away. They were doing it this morning at breakfast.
Well, there you go. And okay. it just tends to distract everybody. But it will be that this is, and I know, Ed, you'll be listening because you're not too sure.
Well, you say I'm facetious. I'm doubtful, but I'm prepared to be swayed.
Okay.
So we'd love to hear from you. In fact, if you've even tried it yourself and had some great results, love to hear from you. 131-873 is our number. We're here across the morning through 2GB, 3AW, 4BC, 5AA, 6PR Perth, right around the country, live, and we'd love to take your calls. 131-873. We'll get to some in just a sec. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Queen of Beauty and find out her secrets here at the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
To your calls this morning, 131-873 is our number to chat with our pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Health and fitness topics as well, by all means, come through to us on 131-873. Michelle Bridges is here as well. Stephen, your first cab off the rank, my friend.
Good morning, Stephen.
G'day, guys. Gerald, Michelle, actually, I can use both your help.
Yes, you can. Yes.
I've got some pain coming from my elbow. On a scale, it's not great, probably 1 to 2 out of 10. It's from French presses, Michelle. And I was just wondering, Gerald, what can I do for the pain? And Michelle, what can I do for the exercise that I do? Should I go lighter? Should I try an alternative to French presses?
Michelle, better find out what a French press is.
Yeah, well, I'm going. Yeah, please, Michelle.
It's for triceps. So it's using a dumbbell behind the head,
right?
And the elbows are coming together and pointing to the ceiling, and you're taking that dumbbell behind your head and up again. Yes, is that the one you're doing?
I'm using the barbell instead.
Oh, you're using a barbell.
Yeah.
Okay, so the barbell is a longer piece of equipment, which means that there's a lot more going on insofar as trying to get stability through your shoulder joint and, of course, through your elbow. So that's going to be a more demanding exercise on you and on your joints. So I'd probably go back to a dumbbell or possibly take that exercise out and do something else like tricep dips or tricep push-ups or tricep pull-downs. And if that's still bothering you, then I would take the tricep elbow kind of joint movement out of your repertoire until you've got that inflammation back and working. Okay. And you can still work around it, obviously. You can still do other things. It's just that's a very, very specific exercise. And with a barbell, it makes it even more harder or more intense on your muscles and then therefore ligaments and joints. Mm. Over to you, Gerald.
So what essentially Stephen, Michelle has said is if the joint's hurting, you're doing something which is aggravating it. So you can get a bit of brilliant advice, resting it and doing something else. From a rehab perspective, nutritionally, turmeric is just the ideal thing.
Yes, it is.
Magnesium helps recuperation, particularly from muscle tension perspective. If those repetitive things respond well to a nutrient called MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, MSM. Okay. It's a powder you can buy from your pharmacist, and it's specific for repetitive strain issues, which is essentially what you've got.
Okay.
I guess I want to throw one more thing in there, and I was saying this to Ed earlier. It's funny how if people have a car and it breaks down and they need it for work, they'll quickly go and get it fixed. But cars come and go. You got one body. If you've got issues that are long-standing, then go and see a specialist like a physio or a chiro and maybe even get some acupuncture and get some real treatment going, as well as some good nutrition and some of the supplements that Gerald has mentioned, so that you're back on track.
Yeah, I agree.
Alrighty, and remember, triceps are for show, right, Michelle? We don't really...
Oh, everybody wants a good set of triceps, come on. Sun's out, guns out, I say.
I'm not going to argue with her, she's right here. Stephen, thanks for your call, good luck with that, mate. 131-873, got a double whammy today, fitness and pharmacist all covered. Well, let's get to our first guest, guys. Looking forward to chatting to what is an Australian beauty legend in Stephanie Darling. She's worked at some of the world's biggest and most luxurious beauty magazines. I cite Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Madison as well, and finally just released her first book. We are holding it here. It's a pretty pink thing called The Secrets of a Beauty Queen, and Stephanie Darling is with us this morning on the House of Wellness. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Good morning, and congratulations on this book, finally released after, I don't want to say decades, but I guess it is now, in the beauty industry.
I know. Oh. I think I'm legally the oldest beauty editor in the world.
How has your attitude to beauty changed, though, over the years you've seen it evolving?
Look, I have, and I guess each decade I feel I embrace more and more things, obviously treatment-wise, but I think it's all about confidence, and I wish I had the confidence that I have finally reached in my 50s when I was, 30.
Wow, I love that. It's a beautiful statement. And I think when you're younger and you hear someone who's more mature who says that, sometimes it lands and sometimes it doesn't. And as a woman, I'm 46, I've always felt very confident in myself because I felt strong and empowered through my exercise. And I couldn't love a beautiful statement than that, Stephanie. I think that's beauty comes from within.
It does. It does. And I think you can never underestimate the power of a smile either. I've been asked sort of, you know, what would be my biggest beauty tip, and I think it's to smile as often as you can.
Well, I love that tip, but I'm telling you, girl, I'm flicking through this book right now and I'm definitely taking this one home. You've got some great tips in here, and not just all about expensive beauty products either. You've got beauty products in here that are, you know, out there for everyone, that are relatively inexpensive and that you could find almost anywhere.
Yeah, look, I think with my column, I do a Luxe to Less section under the trend heading. And I think that's the beauty of beauty, that you can obviously come in at the top end, but equally there'll be, say, a lipstick, sort of a Maybelline lipstick that can sort of match up to a Chanel lipstick. So,
yes.
You know, you can just find everything at every level.
And I love that you've done it for all skin types as well. Like I'm just taking over this interview.
Oh, you're
now.
Right. No, it's okay. I've taken a few intakes of breath a couple of times.
I'm sorry. It's a girl thing. But she's done it for girls of all ages as well. And boys. I mean, boys, you can take some of these tips too.
Now, Gerald wants to ask about beauty products, so we'll let him go.
Well, only Stephanie, and good morning, and thanks for joining us, because men's health is probably something that's starting to evolve. Mm. But you mentioned various price points of skincare products. Mm. I get concerned every now and again because I do see people who have had a reaction to particularly paraffin-based products. So would you say that if you put something on and your skin tingles or there's some sort of reaction, obviously that's not for you? So a bit of trial and error, perhaps?
Yeah, I think a little bit of trial and error. And, you know, the companies are really good at addressing those sorts of concerns. Mm. So I would be... if I was having a reaction, I'd sort of, you know, call in and just try and get a bit more information about what might be going on.
Sure, sure. No, that's good. It's reassuring to know. And in a lot of instances, if there's any sort of reaction, most companies are happy to take a product back as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, credit to you, Steph. You've trialled, as you say, something like 170 different procedures and so on. What's the most bizarre one, I think, perhaps you could list?
Well, it's kind of a bit out there. I'm actually up to 189. Oh. I've just written up. Oh, no, it's so crazy. And all of them are different, which is quite unique. But I did trial a equine therapy up at Bengana, and it was, like, incredibly out there. I became this hot mess. What happened was we went down to a field of horses with a therapist, and then you pick one, and I managed to pick the horse. Only horse in the paddock that tried to bite me. I was then steered away from him, and I had all sorts of rejection issues. So I was from a pretty low base, and I sobbed into the horse that I think was probably tranquilised. But
what's the idea between the equine therapy? Because they're a lovely, calm, radiating animal. You're meant to go and hug them or just interact with them?
Yes,
aren't
you? You do therapy, and the therapist asks you questions, and it is quite sort of overwhelming. And when I got home, I just cuddled my dog for the same sort of effect.
I'm just flicking through this book over and over, and you've got so much stuff in here: hair, face, skin, makeup tips, perfumes. You must be so proud of putting this book together.
Oh, Michelle, I am. It's actually, when I spoke to Penguin about it, they said, Steph, it's like two books in one, and I think that's part of the beauty. So you get hopefully a bit of laughter and payoff with the anecdotes and the sort of celebrity stories and the travel. But then at the end of each chapter, the beauty products relate back to that period of my life.
It's really clever.
I'm really proud of it.
It's really clever.
And in truth, you've received some beauty tips from a wider range, a wide array of stars, haven't you? I know Dame Edna is amongst them. Who else?
He was such a legend. I interviewed
him. What are you talking about?
Have we been tricked?
No, it was post-interview, the Dame's wife turned up and said, "Where's Barry?" And I'm like, "Who's Barry?"
And Jane Fonda is in here too.
I'd have to say she's my all-time favourite. She's the most beautiful, generous, you know, giving person. I even ended up holding her hand, and it's picture proof, sort of at the end of the interview. And she's very open about, you know, the procedures that she's had done and her sex life. And, like, we talked about a whole range of things.
Oh, wow. She sounds like a perfect girlfriend.
Mm. Yes.
Interesting. And I noticed you've also recruited your sons, Jonah and Harrison, who feature in the book. They were quite willing guinea pigs for many of these suggestions that you were going to try out, right?
Yes, those poor children have been surrounded by it forever. My husband is one of those old-fashioned fellows who puts any sort of scent on his face. And I came in and found the four-year-old sort of trying to apply a bit like Macaulay Culkin. But they embrace it. They love the teeth whitening, a bit of man maintenance.
Goodness me. Well, it sounds like it is a Bible for ladies, and men too can profit from some of these secrets that you've shared. Around three decades of knowledge poured into this one thing. Your first release, it's called The Secrets of a Beauty Queen. Have a look for it. How to Look Good and Have Fun Doing It by Stephanie Darling. And thanks for sharing just some of the snippets from it this morning. Nice to speak to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good luck.
Fantastic stuff. We cannot pry it from Michelle's hands.
This is a really good gift for your best friend or your mum.
Okay, you can have mine as well. You can take two.
Thank you.
Fantastic. We'll take a little break. We're going to come back with more of your calls. 131-873. You can get straight through to Gerald Quigley, our pharmacist, fitness guru, Michelle Bridges here as well. Coming back with more House of Wellness next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's Ed Phillips here at the House of Wellness, joined by Michelle Bridges, our pharmacist Gerald Quigley here, taking your calls. We're on 131873. Beryl, you are through. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. I'm Beryl's husband, by the way.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and what's your first name?
Her voice is
good. Want to speak to Gerald.
Okay.
Gerald, I've got a question about ankylosing spondylitis, which my son has. He's got pain in his feet.
Pain in his feet? And his doctor's looking after him, is he?
Yes, he has a doctor.
Yes. Now, he'll be on a number of medications probably, but the classic way of intervening and balancing, modulating some of his pain and discomfort is to introduce some omega-3s, and the ideal one that I tend to use these days is krill oil. So 1,000 milligram of krill morning and night will actually help dampen some of the inflammation, and that's going to blend in easily with any of the medications that he's taking. Is that all right? Have you made a little note of that?
Thank you, Gerald. Can I ask a question on behalf of my wife?
Yes.
The good and bad effects of prednisone. Asthma's got worse lately.
Really?
She suffers from asthma.
Yes. Well,
she takes a lot of prednisone.
Yes.
But she's getting some toxic effects from it.
She needs to discuss those, any issues she's got with her doctor. Prednisolone's quite specific for inflammation, but it's really meant to be used short-term when there's an outbreak. So a couple of things. Make sure she's using her inhaled steroids properly, so her puffers. Get the local pharmacist to check her inhaler technique. If she's got issues that she's concerned about with the prednisolone, you discuss those with the doctor, and he may review the doses that are being used. And again, I mentioned omega-3. The omega-3 specific for asthma is actually green-lipped mussel, and there's been a lot of work done on the benefits of green-lipped mussel because it helps give better results if you're using a puffer.
Alrighty, good news. Thank you for that call. 131-873, 2 for the price of 1 there. We were going to touch on migraine pain today as well, Gerald. You mentioned amazing statistics, up to 15% of men experience them, much higher in women, up to 25% at some point as well.
Yes.
They're quite debilitating for anyone who's ever suffered one. Symptoms can range for several hours, up to a couple of days in extreme cases as well.
Yes.
But there is hope and there are treatment options available, right?
Well, yes, and often the part of the challenge is to identify the trigger. And we, by keeping a migraine diary of a pattern, and usually something will come out of that migraine diary that initiates three stages of migraine. Initiation, the development, which is called a prodrome, and then you get the headache. So anything you can do to identify the trigger, really important. It might be red wine, it might be a letdown after stress, it might be ovulation, it might be too little sleep. There's usually something, even food, even weather changes. So identify that and then look at putting into place something which will modify. The herb of choice is called Feverfew. And there's been a lot of work done over the years on regular use of Feverfew, reducing sometimes up to 70% of migraine sufferers. Regularly taking Feverfew find they have decreased frequency and even the intensity of a migraine attack. Worth considering.
Now, would I be right in saying when the onset of these symptoms first appear, mm-hmm. one of the cruel, ironic side effects is that it releases some sort of an enzyme that shuts down your stomach's ability to digest things. So if you don't get some sort of a treatment, a medication into you within the first 20 to 30 minutes,
yes.
it kind of bypasses, you lose that window of opportunity.
Yes. Well, when you feel nauseous, usually your tummy is starting to shut down, mm. and it's very hard to take an oral product once vomiting has really started. And it's that early intervention that makes the difference. There are many medications on the market. They've got to be used properly, but they can make you sleepy. It's so important to identify the trigger.
All righty. Well, let's take your calls on it. Brendan, I believe you suffer from migraines as well. Welcome to the House of Wellness. Let's fix that if we can.
Hi, Brendan. How can we help?
Good morning. I've been having migraines off and on for about the last 10 years, but the last 3 months have been getting really, really, really bad. And I went to my doctor. I thought it might have been, because I'm overweight, I thought it might have been my blood pressure situation, yes. that sort of thing. But my blood pressure came out normal.
Yes. So what do you think is the trigger, Brendan? What do you think's
caused it? I've got no idea. Could it be a side effect of some of the medications I'm on?
Easily. Of course it can be. So they probably need to be reviewed. Your local pharmacist can help there. You can organise a home medicines review where someone will come to your house and go through the medications. Again, your pharmacist and GP can do that. Now, I mentioned Feverfew, which is a great way to just put an intervention in that's not going to interfere with your medications, Brendan. So you might consider that, but really you've got to get someone to take a look at the whole of your situation and try and identify that trigger.
Something that could also help is if you're eating a lot of fast food or junk food or processed food, to try to minimize or even eliminate some of that food.
Yeah.
It could have additives, preservatives that could be triggering it.
So many things, Brendan. So you've got to try and identify them. Great advice, Michelle. Go back to simple eating if you can.
And that diary that you were mentioning, you might notice some recurring things. Like I think I've narrowed mine down to oranges. I've got to avoid those. And cheese. Like, why don't you just stab me in the heart? I can't have those either. But if I have some sort of cheeses or
blue
oranges,
cheese particularly.
I can't do that one. But I notice I can come down with a big one. So you kind of have a few red flags on some various food types, which is good to know and things to avoid.
That's right.
Brendan, we wish you the best. Let's take a little break. Coming back with our next guest, we're going to talk about this dark art, Gerald, of sound healing and have a look at its benefits here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you on the House of Wellness here. Let's jump back on the phones at 131-873. Max, let's get you straight through to our pharmacist and medical herbalist. Go ahead.
Hi, morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Max. How can we help?
Okay. I take a lot of black seed oil and maca and stuff like that.
Yes.
Because I took the maca because I thought it was something that good to... Because I work out a lot.
Yes.
I want something to boost my testosterone.
Yes.
And I'm researching things and I can't really find what's the natural way to boost it.
Max, it is difficult sometimes to boost levels. And Michelle, I'm sure we'll have some exercise comments because it is important, it's part of muscle building. The clinically proven herb is called, it's actually an extract of fenugreek. It's called testofen, testofen, and there's a number of products on the market that contain testofen, and that is a natural herbal way of increasing testosterone levels. And the other herb is withania, and that you can buy products where both of those are combined. And Michelle, have you got a comment about particular exercises we might be looking at?
Well, I mean, obviously when you're training, you're building muscle, which is going to help with everything.
Sure.
And when you're training, you want to build a little bit more muscle. You also need to be making sure that you're eating according to that. And you definitely want to be pumping up your protein levels to help with muscle rebuilding. I think it really comes down to being consistent, particularly when it comes to training in the gym, being consistent, turning up almost every day and just training well and training hard and training consistently. And that will give you probably, I would think, what you're looking for.
And Gerald, within the human body in males, testosterone levels start to fade once we're into our mid-30s.
Oh, well and truly, yeah. Yes. And we're learning more. Testosterone, we used to think about, anabolic steroids and injections and things, but men are living longer now, and it's important to have sometimes to have your testosterone level checked, because as those levels fluctuate, you can actually have disease development, and it's important to try and stop that.
All right, Max, hope that helps out. 131873 is our number. Straight through to Gerald. Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning. Can I please speak to Gerald?
Sure, Lynn. I'm listening. How can I help?
I've got a lot of pain in my knees. I'm waiting for an operation because I've got a lot of arthritis, but I don't want to have an operation if necessary. I still keep walking, but I don't walk as far as what I used to. So can you give me any suggestions what I can take, please? Well,
sounds like you've got a big dog that you're walking as well, Lynn.
Right.
So, look, the herb of choice is turmeric. We're learning so much about turmeric and its anti-inflammatory properties. It works the same way as a lot of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They come with a raft of adverse effects. Get some advice from your pharmacist for the best turmeric based on patient feedback that he's got. Take it at the maximum dose. Keep moving, and Michelle will agree there, and the movement's important. But if it hurts a lot, be sensible about it. Make sure you've got good, supportive footwear, sensible walking times, and the other thing, if you find at night your knees are aching, take some magnesium before you go to bed. But I can't just ever let pain go without mentioning turmeric. It's just terrific.
And could I please ask Michelle if there's any exercise I can do, please?
The knee pain.
Yes. Look, I think it's really important that you see a specialist, a physio or chiro, to sort of give you some good rehabilitation exercises. Strangely enough, things like doing lunges and step-ups are really great for building strength, but they've got to be done modified, and they've got to be done in accordance to the injury and the pain. But you definitely want to be building up strength around your quadriceps and around the hamstrings and the back of the leg, and also even looking at your core, because that really, everything stems from there. So I would definitely be seeing a physio for some good rehabilitation exercises, and that is so worth it. That is like an insurance policy.
And a lot of runners with those knee pains that they can't seem to shake love those kind of elliptical running machines that don't have the jarring and the impact.
Yeah, look, definitely exercises that modify or take out the impact is good. But eventually, when you're trying to rehab a joint or a muscle group even, you will want to eventually move into a little bit of impact, because that helps with bone density.
Yeah, hope we helped you head down the right track there, Lynn. Appreciate that.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, Katie Underwood is our next guest, probably best known as a member of the all-girl group Bardo. Remember that? Formed on the Aussie reality TV series Popstars. I think they were the first lot that came through. And she has now something brand new to sing about, turning her talents to sound healing. We're here to find out a whole lot more. She joins us on the line. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you all?
Pretty good. I've been picking Gerald's brains to find out more about sound healing. It's something new you're into. Tell us about it and how it works.
Okay, so sound healing as a concept is actually an ancient one. So if we think about ancient cultures, and particularly close to home, Aboriginal cultures have been using instruments like the didgeridoo, which in fact is one of the earliest dated healing instruments, for not just musical purposes, but actually for healing and for shifting people's energy states, for treating things like depression or other variations of illness. So fast forward 40,000 years to where we are now, and modern healing practitioners are discovering the benefits of sound healing. So the simplest way I like to describe it is it's a form of guided meditation. So there's a lot of information around about the benefits of meditation now, so I think probably safe to say that people have got their heads around that part of it. The introduction of sound with respect to meditation enables people to reach deeper states of meditation, which in turn allows their body to heal itself. So there's nothing sort of magical or woo-woo about it. It's really just another way people can access meditation.
Sorry, Michelle. You go first, Gerald.
Well,
I'm Soundwave, particularly Soundwave therapy in Europe, has been around for a long, long, long time.
Yes.
The difficulty is that the scientists, the academics of the world just say, look, that's just absolutely rubbish. And yet when you realise that every bit of tissue, including brain tissue, has a particular sound frequency within which it works, and is, if everything's in balance, then the body holistically is in a better state. So let's just hope that you are at the forefront here of bringing common sense and great results, and I'm sure you're getting those in your clinic work, to people's lives where a lot of the pharmaceutical options just aren't making a difference.
Precisely. Music therapy is not a new thing. And in fact, the scientific approach, your classical musical therapist would have gotten trained in masters in music and then does clinical training and music therapy for things like autism, for things like learning difficulties, for recovery from serious illnesses, is already happening in hospitals across the world.
Yes,
the sound healing aspect that I'm coming at, I don't have a master's in music, and at 41, it's a little late for me to go back through that pathway to become what you'd call a musical therapist working in a hospital setting. However, with the training that I have done in sound healing, in meditation teacher training, and then I already have a knowledge of healing and clinical practice from my massage work, I'm able to come at it from a different angle. And make those sorts of experiences accessible for people. So I think science is catching up to the benefits of sound healing and music therapy in general.
Yes.
It is already being used. And as you rightly point out, we are all vibrating at a particular frequency, and sound healing really captures the truth in that.
Yes. You comfortable with that, Ed, are you?
Well, I did love some of her pop songs, so maybe that would help heal me as well.
I love it. It's it really relates to a meditation, and I think, you know, you're talking about science even. So many of us are in our heads. We all live in our heads, and we all have to have this research and these facts, and otherwise we're not going to, you know, believe it. And you know, we're all energy.
Yep.
Mm.
And so this kind of stuff is, for some people, they can't get their head around it, but it's not about getting your head around it. It's about just allowing your body to feel.
And look, I try to make it as accessible for people as I can. And I began to do these workshops, and I realized that I needed to be able to put it in more of a meditation framework rather than just calling it sound healing, because people really, they still have trouble going, well, what is that? And do I need to believe in something particular? What's the science and so on? Whereas if I come at it from a meditation angle and simply run people through a beginning with a guided meditation, a verbal meditation, and then the sounds begin. And really the benefits can be seen experientially. So people can have a varying degree of response to this experience. It can be physical. They might get pain relief. So for chronic pain sufferers, as you would well know, any relief from pain without taking additional medication is really...
is worth doing.
Is gold. So
yep.
When I started doing this work, I had one of my clients who would come along, and he had varying degrees of injury from old football injuries and arthritis and you name it, he had it. But he would come along to my sessions, and I run a two-hour workshop, and would say during the session and for a few hours afterwards, he has no pain. Now, for him, that's huge.
That's cool.
Other people might experience different things. They might have an emotional release. They might release some grief. They might experience joy and calm for the first time.
Anything bringing people back to themselves internally, I think, is a really positive thing. Well done, Katie.
Good on you. Well, quickly, Katie, we've got to run. What's the best way to find out more if people are interested in pursuing some sound healing? So a website or...
Yes, look, if you want to come to one of my events, all the information is on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/UnderwoodHC, the Healing Centre.
Oh, yes.
And I do events all around Melbourne, so north, south, east, west, you can find me regularly. Otherwise, there are lots of other wonderful sound practitioners around Australia. So just type in sound meditation or sound healing and people are sure to find what they're
looking for. Brilliant. Lovely to hear from you again, Katie. Nice to chat to. Katie Underwood there. This is the House of Wellness. More of your calls. We've got that beautiful $100 gift voucher to give away too from Gerald's favourite today, courtesy of Chemist Warehouse. Coming back with more in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness for Regain. Clinically proven to regrow your hair. Now half price at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back. Shout out to you, Michelle Bridges, health and fitness role model. I've got an email here from Bernadette. She says, hello, I've been buying your new fresh meal range from Woolies, the Delicious Nutritious. She says, I think they are delicious. All of them are tasty. I feel full afterwards. Thank you. I live by myself and the meals are great after work.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's the reason I did them. Like, I'm a big believer in cooking from scratch,
yep,
and getting your own produce and even having a little garden. But I'm a realist, and sometimes the wheels fall off, and it's just good to have something that's still got a good serve of veggies,
yep,
and reads clean.
And these aren't frozen meals. They're in the fresh section.
They're frozen and fresh.
Yeah.
I've got chilled as well.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty chilled. All right, let's review your calls. Did you pick a favourite? Because we have this fabulous $100 gift voucher to dish out.
Yes, I have, Ed and Michelle. And the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today is Brendan, who had a number of health issues and migraines on top of it as well. So, Brendan, that might just give you some short-term happiness.
Okay, plenty of developments in the world of treating migraines as well. We feel and empathise for all of you who've gone through something like that, and we'll keep on top of them here at the House of Wellness. Well, that's going to wind things up for us this morning. Thank you for your company, medical herbalist, pharmacist, Gerald Quigley.
Pleasure. Happy Sunday to both of you.
And fitness fiend, Michelle. Thanks for spending the Sunday morning with us.
Well, you know, we're going for a workout, Ed.
Are we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, good. I'll change. We will see you next Sunday from 9 a.m. live around the country. Thank you for your calls and your company. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll see you 7 days from now. Larry Emder will be back in the chair.